Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the greater Houston community from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with Lawin Media Network.
Good evening, Texas. Good morning, Philippines. Welcome to Legal Treats, another episode of Women in Law. My name is Aileen Ligot-Design. I'm an attorney licensed here in the state of Texas and in the Philippines. And my co-host here is Neska. Hi, Neska.
Yes, attorney Aileen. Good morning here from the Philippines. Good evening there in Texas. How are you doing, attorney Aileen?
Well, I'm happy to be here with you actually today because I just got sick for a few days. So if you notice, my voice is still not 100% back yet. But yeah, I was just recovering. Well, maybe I've already recovered because yesterday I already went to the commissioner's court. I appeared there. They invited me to receive a recognition for the Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islanders Heritage Month. So they're declaring May as AANHPI Heritage Month. So, and they invited some leaders in the community representing different organizations, like for example, so Japan, and then there's another one, I think Korean naman. There were three of us women who spoke in front of the commissioner's courts. We talk about what we do in the community, the representation. Of course, I talk about the Filipino Americans here in Texas, and also, of course, I represented the Filipino American Chamber of Commerce of Texas then. And yeah, nakaka-proud na i-represent ang ating community, especially dito, because it's growing. So there will be a lot more of that. It's just the beginning. As a matter of fact, there's another one on Monday, May 12, sa capital naman yan, mismo Sam. You know, the state, the capital of Texas is actually Austin. So the capital is there. So magkakaroon din ng recognition, pronouncement na ganyan. So yeah, how about you, Neska?
Well, mukhang super loaded yung schedule mo, attorney Aileen. We've also seen that in your Facebook page that you're into speaking engagement. You were doing a lot. And yeah, dito sa Philippines also, we were also busy here in the Philippines, attorney Aileen, especially that on Monday, May 12, we are going to elect our leaders.
Exactly.
We have a midterm election. So yes, we're getting ready for the midterm elections here in the Philippines. And I hope people or Filipinos will elect those who are really worthy of the position. Sa inyo ba dyan, sa Texas, have you already cast your vote?
Yeah, the consulate. Yeah, the Philippine consulate here in Houston, they're very busy. As a matter of fact, bukas yata, they have something going on there because of the election, even if it's Saturday, right? So they do. So how was the political environment there in your place? Saan ka ba ngayon? Sa South ka, di ba? How was the political environment?
Well, dito sa amin, dito sa Bacolod, it's actually medyo peaceful compared last year or
medyo
last election.
Lang.
Yeah. Last year, last election kasi medyo masyadong intense. Eh. Ngayon, hindi na masyado. Siguro it's because it's a midterm election. So we're just going to elect our mayor, a vice mayor, councilors, and yeah, some of the senators also. Iba kasi yung intensity ng presidential election last year. Eh. And ngayon, medyo peaceful.
Peaceful. Wala naman kasing president election, di ba? Position.
Yeah,
so yung mga, ano, yeah, mayors and all that. I remember nga then because I was there in the Philippines last February and I met with some mayors in the Philippines. And some of them are running for re-election. Some of them are running for a higher position or a different position. And I also met one mayor sa Baguio City, kasi I went there, I attended the Panagbenga, and that's when I learned about, oh yeah, there's this election, they're all preparing for this. Now, having mentioned Baguio City, you know, our guest is from Baguio City.
Yeah.
But before we introduce her, we'd like to encourage and say hi to all our viewers right now who are tuning in. You know, we are live every Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. That'll be Saturday, 7:30 a.m. in the Philippines. And definitely, we would love you to join us in the conversation, post your comments, shout-outs, and the questions also. And we will read them throughout the show. And Nesca, this is produced by...
Yes, this production is proudly brought to us by Lawin Media Network. We are currently live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. So be sure to join us every 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 7:30 a.m. Philippine Time. And if you missed this live, don't worry. You can catch the replay on over 15 podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google, Amazon, Apple, and more. So stay tuned and stay engaged.
All right. So we're ready to introduce our amazing guest for tonight.
Yes, of course. Today's episode is extra special because our guest brings legal expertise and warm humanity all the way from the city of Pines or Baguio City here in the Philippines. She's a mother, a mentor, an SEC leader, and an all-around dreamer. Ladies and gentlemen, attorney Regina Cahucom de Guzman.
Hello, good morning. Good morning from the Philippines. Good evening there in Texas. Thank you very much for inviting me to Legal Treats, and it's a pleasure, it's an honor to join you today.
Hi, Attorney Reg. So I call you Attorney Reg. Would that be okay?
Yes, of course.
Because I know that we are being watched, not just here in Texas, but also in the Philippines, and definitely, you know, taga Baguio City dyan eh, malamang nanonood, you're tuning in. And not just Baguio City, the entire Philippines, because you are actually representing one of the most important sector in the government, which you will talk about later. But I know that Nesca is getting ready to ask you some questions. But I'm gonna let you do it, Nesca. Go ahead, bring it on.
Well, Attorney Reg, before we dive into the meat of the program, we would like to lighten up with a few quick fire questions. It's like a cross examination, but it's going to be just quick. A concept is like fast talk. If you're familiar with it, this is a warm up round. Like, we're gonna ask you like coffee or tea, and then you choose. Okay, ready?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Ready.
Attorney Reg, coffee or tea?
Ako na sasagot ka para kay Attorney Reg, I think nag-freeze siya konti. She's back.
Okay, yeah, I'm back.
Okay. Coffee, Attorney Reg, coffee or tea?
Coffee. It's coffee for me, from Baguio. Excuse me?
SEC hearing or beach break?
Oh, that's hard. It has to be beach break after I'm done with the SEC hearing.
work
before play.
Okay. Early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
Okay. Paper files or digital docs?
I would have to say digital docs now.
Mm-hmm. Favorite legal code?
Favorite legal quote? Probably just fight it out there. You're always in the right and you understand both sides of the story.
Law books or Netflix?
Both.
Attorney Reg, heels or sneakers?
Ooh, this sneakers. Is interesting. Bagyo eh.
That's sneakers, Bagyo. Yes, you'll have to be sneakers. On your toes with sneakers in Bagyo.
Okay. Phone call or text?
Phone call.
What's your favorite Filipino dish?
I have a lot. Adobo still.
Yeah, pala tayo. Adobo.
Adobo still number one.
Most productive time of the day?
Morning.
Attorney Reg, what's always in your bag?
What's always in my bag? My cell phone and my lipstick.
That's what I thought. Tama ako, yay!
Zoom meeting or face-to-face?
Face-to-face.
One word to describe being a mom.
Fulfilling.
One word to describe being a public servant.
Fulfilling also.
First app you open in the morning.
Gmail.
Ah, Gmail.
Right away, right?
Attorney yes. Reg, if you're back for a movie, what would the title be?
Serendipity Couch.
Last question. If you weren't a lawyer, what would you be?
A writer.
Oh, wow. All right, so that's all, Attorney Reg. Thank you so much for answering our kick cross.
Wow. Pwede tayo mag-sama si Beach at mag-inom tayo ng coffee. By the way, I want to thank Attorney Reg for the coffee na pinadala niya sa akin. Buti na lang nakalusot sa, yes. Sa, I know, sa airport. Nakalimutan ko nga yung i-declare. Oh, coffee pala yan. That's right.
Winner ang Benguet Coffee talaga.
Yes. Sana makarating dito talaga ang Benguet Coffee. Then, actually, dito sa ano sa Houston, nagkaroon ng ano ng parang coffee expo. So big deal dito ang kape sa Houston. Yes. Kaya hopefully maparating natin dito yung mga products natin, especially diyan sa Benguet. Masarap kasi yung kape natin diyan. No? So we'll see, baka naman malapit na.
Yes, yes. Very active ang mga coffee producers, promoters natin, especially also with BPI, meron silang division that handles specialize in coffee.
Uh-uh. Yeah. Ikaw ba, Neska? Minom ka na kape?
Yes, of course. Of Attorney Aileen, favorite natin yan yung kape, especially dun yung sa yung Benguet Coffee. We've also tried that when we went there to Baguio, and it's the best that I've tasted.
I would just be honest, nakakailang cup ka ng or mug ka ng coffee in a day? In a day, ha?
Siguro once or twice lang. Once or
Alaga,
twice lang.
Alaga, antipid mo. Attorney Reg, ikaw, nakakailan ka?
Ako din.
Nag-freeze si Attorney Reg, I think.
Attorney Reg, nag-freeze ka kanina, hindi namin narinig. Nakakailan ka?
Or one cup max in the morning lang. Pero ngayon, nakakadalawa na maximum in the morning. Maximum na yun. Hindi na
parang ano naman, nahiya naman ako kasi ako bottomless. Bottomless ako. I'm trying to get away from I'm a coffee drinker. I cannot start my day without coffee first. Parang may kulang pag hindi ako nag-start and then I could not get it straight. I know sometimes it's just a mentality, right? But if you're used to it, ako kasi I'm used to working with coffee. So I drink coffee the whole day, you know, as long as I need it. But I'm trying to work on drinking more water na rin. Because, you know, coffee, although it's liquid, it's not really water. But, yeah, ganun ako eh. So, that's why when you gave me that, like, oh, that's actually my weakness, it's coffee. Yeah. And my coffee, actually, by the way, it's strong. I like it strong and a little sweet. That's my coffee.
Actually, meron ding nanonood sa atin Attorney Aileen na sipping coffee daw from Manila, watching from Manila, May De Vera. Hello, May. And then meron nagpapa-shout out din.
Well, ano sabi niya, sipping coffee na while nakakainggit ka naman. Tignan yung kape. How about you?
Don Castillo Alvendia. Alvendia ba ito? Alvendia. Good morning. And sabi niya pa, shout out daw. Mabilis na naman kaming kausap. We will shout out.
Shout out to you!
Joanne Estarija. Good morning. Morning din po. And si Ma'am Bons de Seco. Good morning.
From Puzurubio. And, oh wow, may question na agad. Basahin muna natin yan. Let's see if we can answer that right away. Go ahead, Naska.
Okay, why did the Baguio Midland Courier, one of the longest running newspapers in Baguio, permanently close its operations 2 months ago? Did social media play a role in its closure?
Well, actually, Attorney Reg is not representing, Baguio Midland Courier, but I'm going to ask Attorney Reg if you want to answer that one or you want to say something about it. It's up to you.
Yes, everyone in Baguio actually got saddened by the news of Midland Courier shutting down, no? Kasi institution na yan, every Sunday morning, we get to get our copies of Midland Courier. So, decades na yan going on, di ba? So, but yes, yung question niya, if social media played a role, not necessarily social media siguro, but digitalization affected din. Kasi it has an online version. Hindi lang naman siya, marami talagang printed newspaper publications na nag-switch to digital na. Hindi na nag-print ng issues.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's right. Kahit dito nga sa local dito, Attorney Aileen, Attorney Reg, here in our province, marami na rin nagsirang newspaper, news agencies kasi they were affected talaga ng digitalization. So what they did is they switched to digital and para nag-rebrand na lang sila.
Yeah, kaya we call that one innovation. You have to innovate, otherwise your business is not gonna make it. Especially ang bilis ng
digital.
Ng technology natin, yung mga improvements, even yung mga cell phones, who knows, na dati iniisip lang natin na makikita natin yung kausap natin. Now it's a common thing. It's not, so it made the whole world smaller, but better because yung relationship, we're able to remain in contact with our loved ones kahit na malayo na tayo sa isa't isa. And this one is a product of innovation. We're able to see each other, talk to each other because of this platform. So yeah, may mga magagandang pangyayari. Meron din mga hindi masyadong magaganda. But we just need to embrace the change and live with it, I guess. Right? So, well, ayan, may tanong na agad. Hindi pa natin na-interview sa Attorney Reg.
Gawin nyo na nagtanong. Attorney Reg.
Okay, so gawin natin. Let's take a short break first. And then when we come back, i-grill na natin si Attorney Reg. All right, so stick around. We'll see you in a bit.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories. From elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits, I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's create magic together.
Back, Attorney
Aileen,
Attorney Reg.
Okay, so before we read some of the comments again, why don't you go ahead and shoot the first question, Neska? I know you've been dying to ask questions.
Yes, of course. It's a pleasure to ask questions to you, Attorney Reg. Attorney Reg, if we may start with your journey into law, did you always dream of becoming a lawyer, or was it something that grew on you over time?
I think it has always been because of my exposure to lawyers when I was a kid. So I think every day I get exposed to lawyers, and she has a lady judge, which was uncommon at the time. So that was in the 80s. So yun yung exposure, and then I would see her bring homework, doing her transcripts at home, and I get to read them. And parang lahat ng bata naman.
Yeah, like we first sometimes from time to time, una puputol-putol konti, ganda pa naman sana no ano.
Connection. But yeah, so but pagdating ng high school, yung orientation ko going to college, and I took my undergraduate course, lahat yan towards ano na law school na.
Okay, well, siyempre, storya ni, ano, ni Attorney Reg to, so hindi ako magkukwento ng akin, ha? Tatanoy lang natin sa Attorney Reg. Attorney Reg, you know, ako kasi, I'm very fascinated dati, hanggang ngayon naman, how lawyers, you know, carry themselves in, you know, somewhere, anywhere, kahit silang sana magpunta, be a female or male attorney, di ba? We always, they in the past when I was I'm talking about you know in the past that I look up to them with you know I see powers with the suit so that's as I go I want to wear that suit ganyan ganun ka rin ba when you were growing up or is well it's not really you're not look because I know I saw you carry yourself you wear powerfully your suit and that's why sabi ko. And then the heels add so much power to it. Tama ba ako? Not siyempre sa bagay if you're walking down the street. Flat ka dyan, ha?
Yes, sneakers. Pero sa uniform, I mean sa ating rules, dapat school, office shoes talaga siya. But yes, if given, siguro kailangan pa more practice to wear really high heels. Pero pangarap ko yon, talagang parang effortlessly to be able to walk in high heels in a suit. But yon, but more on siguro robe kasi nga yung woman judge ng mama ko noon sa kabanatuan. She's from Ifugao. No? Tapos she wears this robe. She appears before the court, so very regal, very queenly nga yung tingin ko.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So Baguio kasi naska, no? I'm not sure. Have you been to Baguio City? Kasi sa Baguio, walang flat na dan. It's either you're going down or going up. So.
Yeah, it's slope. I've been there once sa Baguio, okay. And it's an amazing place. Yeah.
So last time I was there, no, February, I forgot that I was in Baguio City. So lumabas ako naka heels. Actually, that's when I'm about to meet, no? Attorney Reg. So I was wearing heels pero may baon na akong flat shoes. I mean no, wala pa pala akong baon noon. So you know, yung pababa na hagdan, okay lang sana, nakala ko okay lang pababa because I was in a hotel na nasa taas. Mas mahirap pa lang maglakad pababa if you're wearing heels. So I ended up, you know, carrying my heels and nakapaa lang ako bumababa ng daan. So sabi ko, nakalimutan ko ang Baguio City nga pala, hindi magandang magsuot ng heels. So that was a struggle, but I have to endure it. It's ganda, di ba?
Baguio is an amazing place, Attorney Aileen, no? Nang maganda yung ano yung weather, maganda yung ano yung people doon also is good or good.
So, may comment dito and I'd like to ano show that from Attorney Orlando Ardizon.
Yes.
Sabi niya, lawyer fashion. I remember Attorney Abelardo Estrada's purple necktie. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you remember Attorney Estrada?
Of course, he was my criminal law professor for three subjects in law school. Four, including criminal law review. Yeah.
Yeah, we were
purple necktie. And
He's always I remember kasi nag-teacher ko din siya sa criminal law and he's really very passionate pag nagtuturo siya. And then aside from yung kanyang outfit, no, na purple necktie, na parang wow. You know, pero yeah, sa malangit na wa siya, diba? Because he already passed away. Mm-hmm. One of the, you know, great teachers sa school that time, and can't really forget him. Once na pumasok ka sa school, I think he's he's the only one teaching criminal law yata during that time or that specific subject. So dadaan ka talaga sa kanya.
And very colorful illustrations, cases, examples.
Oh yes, the way he, you know, the way he tells stories, storyteller siya, you know. You will never forget. Tsaka yung, like I said, yung passion and excitement pag nagkukwento siya.
Mariremember mo, marirecall mo talaga.
Oh, pati yung mga words. Kasi criminal law yun
You get to choose the, controversial cases.
Yes. Okay, well, Neska, mayroon tayong mga comments. So we have your comment from,
Inquire.net also though will be fully digitalized by June 1, 2025. So yeah.
Oh, so wala na ring paper print ang Inquirer. Remember that hanggang ngayon yata meron. So by comes June 1st, wala na, digital na sila.
Kasi sobrang dalang mo na lang talaga makita dito yung yung mga traditional newspapers, like paper talaga, hindi na masyado. Yung tao kasi hindi na masyado nagbabasa ng newspapers. Kasi meron na sila mga cellphones, nasa digital na lahat, nasa online na lahat.
Go so digital, less cost siya.
Newspaper kasi, yung balita ngayon, bukas pa lalabas But when you go to digital, when you go to online, yung mga nangyayari ngayon, you will really see it real time. Kasi yung iba nagla-live na,
that's right. I know you have more questions, Attorney Reg. Go ahead, Aneska, before we read the question. Or is this something that we can address now or later?
Yeah, siguro pwede na rin na ngayon. So Attorney Reg, may question dito from May De Vera. What's the importance of SEC in the Philippines?
So, magta-tagline ako dito. The SEC is what we call the gateway to doing business in the Philippines. So, we are the one in charge of registration of corporations and recording of partnerships. We pride ourselves as investor champions. So, yan na naging matagal na topic namin ni Attorney Aileen when she was here on how we are into extensive, widespread dissemination of information against investment scams, and to make sure that people are aware or become informed investors on where they should invest their hard-earned money. So, yon. And then we also regulate the capital market. So that's in a nutshell, that's how important SEC is for the Philippines. So, para.
Ayan, ako na freeze na naman si Attorney Reg. Attorney Jess, na hindi namin narinig yung later part na sinabi mo kasi na.
Okay. Yeah. I'm clearer now.
Sorry. Yes. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, so yun. So in a nutshell, kami yung para sa ekonomiya talaga. Kami yung we are the gateway to doing business in the Philippines, to help you establish businesses in the Philippines. And even non-stop corporations, we get to register and monitor yung ating mga organizations.
So kasama din ng mga non-profit organizations. Iba tawag, I believe, kasi non-profit tawag naman dito. I think that's parang NGOs, mga ganyan yata sa Philippines. Yeah. Okay, all right. So I know that we have more questions to ask, Neska.
Yes, Attorney Reg. So as a woman in a regulatory agency or also a woman in the legal profession, was there also a time that you have or you have to work harder to be like taken seriously? Is there ever a time?
Parang hindi. Hindi ako nakaka-encounter ng, you know, the scenarios or ano where I feel discriminated against because I'm a woman. Thankfully, parang sa...
Nako, nakaka-cut.
Everyone gets treated fairly. So, hindi naman nakakaroon ng discrimination. And we have our, you know, what you call position in the boardroom. We get to participate in NBank Commission meetings. At saka madami sa amin din ang women. Parang, diba, nung ano natin, celebration ng Women's Month, sabi nga natin, ang laking percentage na sa government, sa Supreme Court, yung mga percentage of sitting judges in the...
Mm-hmm.
So mas marami na yung women.
Yes.
Yeah. In the past, kasi, diba, this profession is more of men's profession in the past,
yes.
long time ago.
Yes.
But you know, it's the playing field is now becoming more even. If not, it's already is already mm-hmm. even, right?
Thankfully, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I believe it's supposed to be like that. That we're all ano naman, practicing the same profession, diba? So May here's a question. Para kay Neska, patay. Lagot ka, Neska, sa'yo to. Ako magbabasa. From Lady Vera. What about you, Neska?
Lagot ka, Neska.
Have you experienced such discrimination in your work before or in law school? Sasagutin ni Neska yan.
Wala naman. Wala naman. I've never experienced naman discrimination in my work or in law school before. Hindi naman ako na-experience that I was discriminated because I'm a woman or, yeah, wala naman so far. Mababait yung mga tao dito sa surrounding ko, sa environment ko dito sa...
Saan ba yan? Sabi, baka pumunta na yung mga tao dyan kasi mababait sila dyan.
Makulot, negro.
I know you have a lot more questions to ask to Attorney Reg, but I believe we have to go on a short break. All right, well, we'll take a break we'll see you in a bit.
Join us for a captivating new series where Lon sits down with the trailblazers of the music and entertainment world. Discover the stories behind the faces and voices that shape our culture and community.
We will bring you exclusive interviews with industry legends and rising stars. Behind the scenes insights and get a peek into the creative processes and personal journeys. Artists and performers and their upcoming shows and events.
Stay tuned for more updates and sneak peeks. Follow us on social media and subscribe to our channel.
Hello po dyan sa mga taga-Texas. Nandyan po kami ni Desa sa June 14. At meron po kaming show sa Gaylord Texan Resort and Convention Center on June 14. So, nandyan po ang mga detalye below sa ating poster. And I hope to see you soon, guys. See you sa June 14!
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. And we still have, of course, Attorney Reg and Neska, who's ready to ask more questions. So now.
Yeah, and we're still with Attorney Reg as our special guest. And we've been talking about her journey into law and the women in the legal profession. So if I proceed with an next questions, Attorney Reg, about your like personal life also and legal career, we'd like to know, well, what's your secret to like balancing, I know there's no balance at all, but balancing SEC work and with being a mom and a wife?
Yeah, kind of difficult but better over the past years. Medyo nagkaroon tayo ng parang re-evaluation ng pandemic when we brought homework. Actually, di naman siya new kasi, well, admittedly, medyo understaffed tayo. No? Na-encounter natin yung nag-uuwi ka talaga ng work just to finish everything. But then when pandemic hit na you are working from home, medyo na parang naging gray area yung work-life balance. Like, I would find myself still working out. Pero recently, self-imposed na yung limitation na you work 40 hours a week sa office, you should be able to do your job at home on the weekends, parang ganun. So kami walang kasambahay na sa bahay. So with the help of my girls, my hubby, all of us as a family, we do our chores sa weekends. But yun nga, hindi na kailangan work efficiently, effectively na sa office so that you don't go overtime, hopefully. Tapos you get to attend your kids' activities in school. You be present in the moment. Yung hindi, ang dami mo pa rin iniisip, ang dami mong ginagawa while
sabay-sabay yan eh. To?
Myself na to have that work-life balance.
Attorney Aileen for sure can relate to that. Di ba, Attorney Aileen? Ang dami na yung ginagawa ni Attorney Aileen.
Oo, ayun nga. Sabi ko, napabising-busy si Attorney Aileen. I want to ask her kung anong vitamins niya kasi nakikita ko
alam
sa Facebook. Palaging ang dami activities.
Katatapos nga na nagkasakit.
Yun nga. Kanina nga, nag-discuss ng start na kakatapos mo lang magkasakit, but then you were in an event yesterday and you're looking forward to more events tomorrow and following days.
Yeah, sometimes I have to turn off the cell phone and not check emails, diba? Yeah, pero tama din naman yun. Actually, ganun din naman, Attorney Regis. You know, really it's hard to find that balance. It's actually what you're gonna sacrifice next. You know, what are you going to sacrifice at this time? Tapos bawi ka ulit. There's really no, that's right. There's really no, perfect balance talaga. It's not.
Yes.
So, minsan, just have to, to tell your kids na, well, mommy has to go. Well, make bawi na lang over the weekend. Well, we'll just make it up to you over the weekend. Nung, I just want to share this, Attorney Rich, no? I went to an event last Saturday, because I was invited to speak on, to deliver an inspirational message to all the moms, yung Kababaihang Rizalista International. Sabi ko, ano yung sasabihin ko? Eh, mostly doon, mas batikan na silang mom than me, di ba? But sabi ko, sige, let me see what I can share with them. So sabi ko sa kanila na lang na, it's really sometimes, you have to, yung sinasabi ni Kneska na balance, sometimes you have to really sacrifice one thing, to prioritize another thing. And sometimes you really have to tell your kids, mommy needs 5 more minutes, where in fact you're actually praying for a miracle to happen, di ba? So you just have to make it happen. Pero yun lang, sa tingin ko, ang importante na lagi nating nakakalimutan is yung sarili natin, is to take care of ourselves. You know, and I realized that, just because I got sick, that, mas marami pala akong hindi magagawa pag ako nagkasakit, di ba?
Yeah,
so, sabi ko, we really need to, if there's something that we really need to prioritize, it's our health. Kasi pag si mami nagkasakit, mas maraming hindi magagawang trabaho sa work at sa bahay, di ba?
Yes.
So, bawal magkasakit ang mga mahal.
Yes, talaga.
And very timely din, Attorney Aileen and Attorney Reg, that on Sunday, it's Mother's Day. So, let me just greet both of you a happy Mother's Day in advance. And saludo talaga ako sa mga mommies, especially those working moms and also those also staying at home kasi sobrang hirap na ginagawa nila. And I can't imagine yet being a mom kasi grabe yung mga sacrifices na ginagawa niyo for the family, for yourself, for the kids. So yeah, happy Mother's Day, Attorney Aileen and Attorney
Reg.
Thank you, Nestia.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. And then, alam mo, since you already mentioned Mother's Day, ito Nesca, kasi siya Nesca, hindi pa siya mom, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
And you will realize this later on. When I became a mom, that's the time that I appreciated my mom even more. Na ganito pala siya noon, ganito pala yung mga pinagdaanan niya, yung mga sacrifices niya para sa amin noon. Doon ko na-appreciate talaga yung kanyang mga sacrifices when I became a mom myself. Tama, di ba, Attorney Reg?
Yeah, that's so true. Imagine ako nga, 4 kids across generations. So parang ang hirap yung iba-ibang ugali, iba-ibang, but you know, yun nga kayong description is fulfilling. Parang it's the job na I'm most proud of, if you call it a job. Very.
Yeah. Ang hirap iba-ibang ugali ng mga anak, no? Ako, ang reflection ko dyan, sabi ko, sana hindi ako ano, sana hindi ko pinasakit ng ulo, mabuti ang mom ko. Diba? Nakung ganun ba ako nung teenager ako, no? That, dealing with the teenager, diba? Parang, ganito ba ako noon sa nanay ko, saka sa tatay ko? My gosh!
Oo, tsaka parang ibang-iba eh. Ibang-iba ngayon yung, well, siguro iba. Iba yung mga bata ngayon. Very strong, willed, very, talagang they will express themselves and tell you kung what's on their mind. So, parang minsan inaano ko rin, ang hirap din na ang hirap din na intindihin palagi, but you have to understand them. You have to be their best friend,
Totoo. Ang kids kasi ngayon, parang more open sila sa pagsabi ng what really feel, what they really think. Kasi dati, we don't share, we can't share that to the parents kasi, might be understood and medyo may gap talaga yung parents and kids now. Medyo closer na yung kids and the parents.
Mm-mm. And iba yung exposure nila ngayon. Parang you're dealing with so many distractions. Hindi isang lang na gray, black or white lang anak yung pipilian natin. Hindi. It's so many distractions talaga na parang ang dami mong kailangan na i-balance with them.
That's true. And there's also, because of the digitalization of a lot of things and the access to all these gadgets, there's a lot of misinformation online na nakukuha ng mga bata. And if they're not going to discuss it with the parents, ito mga misinformation ay nagiging totoo sa kanila. And so that's, actually that's one of the struggles in this kind of, yung mga availability ng mga information na to online.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I know, naging nanonood tayo sa motherhood, which is actually going to be part of our discussion anyway, dahil, But there's a very long question here that I believe Attorney Reg is the perfect person to answer this. So go ahead, Nesca. Please read the question.
Okay, so I heard that it's now possible to register a company in the Philippines entirely online, no matter where you are. My question is, how long does the processing of the online application usually take in the Philippines? Because here in Texas, I submitted an online application for a company on Monday, and it was approved by Wednesday.
Okay, so tama, I'll take this opportunity to say that we have launched our Sec Zero. So, we already have our eSpark registration earlier by online registration. Actually, bago pa naman mag-pandemic, we have already launched our online company registration. But now, na-improve na, na-develop na yung system. And just recently, last month, we already launched the Sec Zero registration. So this is where you can register your company from anywhere in the world. And even if you have incorporators, some of whom will be in the Philippines, some abroad, or in different countries, you can be co-incorporators in one registration using the SecZero app. So wala na siyang manual signature, wala na siyang printed copies, wala na siyang notarization, but you will just log into the e-secure system, which allows you to be credentialed on and allow you to affix your digital signature in SEC documents. Now, yung tanong niyan, we have two kinds. We have the SecZero 1 sec. Oh, yan ha. Sabi niyo, 2 days sa Texas, gusto ko magyabang na 1 second. 1 sec.
Nice!
We have the 1 sec na purely digital siya, no human intervention. So once, right now it's open for business corporations, hindi pa muna yung ano, non-stop. Ano. But business corporations, for most industries, it proceeds from the time you encode the name, the details of your incorporators, the details of your business, and then it proceeds to issuance of assessment. And once you paid it, it's already registered. So it will really depend on how fast you do the encoding. It can proceed in less than an hour. You can have your registration document, certificate already online.
Mm, wow, 1 sec. Parang napahiya naman ng Texas noon. my question ako doon. So, So when they let's say for example they started filling up the the form, right, putting in the information, sometimes people dami naman ito, let me just do it later or ganyan, but is there a chance that pag they started it will save the answer and they can proceed at another time or at a later time, or they have to finish it in one sitting?
No. Ano naman siya, nasa-save as draft yung articles of incorporation that you are filling up. And until you submit it, until you click the submit button, it doesn't go to our systems yet. So you can continue with the processing, with the encoding at your convenience and save it as draft, then come back to it. Naka-draft status pa lang yan. And it is only until such time na final na from your end, you have checked it with the names and details and purposes, and then you click submit, that's the only time it goes to our system.
Ayan. So now they know that they don't have to procrastinate, keep pushing it na mamaya na lang kasi may lakong time. You can work on your own pace. So a small chunk of work, then save it, and then go back to it para hindi ma-avoid yung procrastination. Because sometimes if you're busy, you're going to wait for the perfect time to work on it kasi nga akala mo, you have to finish it in one sitting. So that's good to know, actually.
It was just, yes.
All right. Well, I know that we have some more questions, Attorney Reg, but before we continue, we're going to take one last break, and then we'll see you after this short ads. All right, stick around. Again, and still here with Attorney Reg and of course Neska. Neska, do you have questions, Attorney Reg?
Yes, we've been discussing earlier about the SEC registration. I think Attorney Reg would like to add something.
Yes, there's another option if it's not set 01 set, because we also have the regular processing, right? Some of the industries may not be available yet on 1 sec, and for non-stock non-profit organizations, definitely they would still have to go under regular processing. So doon naman sa regular processing, this goes through our system and gets assigned to a processor. So you may choose doon if you choose to have it process sa head office or any extension of office of your choice. So you may choose Baguio, and then it will go to our system and be assigned to our processors. Now that procedure is still 100% digital, still 100% online. That takes 2 to 3 days. So that's the difference between opting for 1 sec and the regular processing under eSpark. Still within the 3-day period.
Yeah, well, that's good. 2 to 3 days is, I think that's just reasonable. What makes it unreasonable, siguro ma 2 weeks, 3 weeks, medyo matagal talaga yun. Na ganun. So 2 to 3 days, that's really good, actually.
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah, Attorney Reg, probably this will be the last gap of our episode. So, Attorney Reg, were there key women who shaped your legal path?
I would have to attribute it to the lady judge in my mom's office. I used to see her every day nung bata ako. Really parang ang naging model ko talaga would not be sa law, but my mom, who worked so hard sa courts. And then I had mentors in law school. In fact, when I passed the bar, ang naging initial work was to be an associate at a law firm here. So yung professor ko, si Attorney Rondes, was my mentor for some time and continues to be my mentor in corporate law. And then of course, Director Annie Tesoro, she's very, nako, if Attorney Eileen, yung description mo sa suit and high heels and yung power women na looks, that would be my former boss, Director Tesoro talaga namang. Siya yung parang, wala pa sa time niya, but siya yung parang boss sa Ally McBeal, gano'n.
Wow.
Familiar. Mga gano'n.
Yes, ganun, yes.
Very polished, very regal yun na nga yung description. And very bright. She's very intelligent. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I just want to shout out to Attorney Rondes. Kasi nabanggit. Yeah. And sana ma-meet ko siya na si Attorney sino nga ba yung mentor
Rene.
Mo as Nen. Yeah.
Rene Morales. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, pagbalik ko.
Oo nga, visited UC.
Definitely. When I went there sa Baguio, I visited UC. Didn't have a chance to see our dean kasi wala siya that time. But si Dean Emeritus nandoon, si Attorney Agranza Mendez nandoon. And then, so definitely. Well, I'll be back and we'll have coffee all together.
Yeah.
Okay. So, sabi, wala ka nang tatanong, Nes, kasi sigurado ka. Ang bilis ng oras, sayang. Gusto ko pa sanang magtanong kay Attorney Reg.
No question na, Attorney Eileen. Siguro na lang. What's your words or your advice, Attorney Reg, to young women who are in the legal field?
For young women, kasali na si Nes ka doon, no? For young women in the legal field. So, una advice is hindi muna sa career, siguro sa self. You have to, yung sinabi ni Atty. Aileen, you have to take good care of yourself sa health-wise. Mm-hmm. And then, you pursue your dreams. You know, your determination is the key. Develop the habit of excellence. Sabi nga natin, excellence is a habit. No? Hindi siya, it's not something you get overnight. So whether in the legal field or any other field, it's something you hone, it's something you nurture by learning. Huwag ka mapapagod na matuto, huwag ka mapapagod. And you have to be humble enough to know that you do not know enough. So, palaging nandun yung willingness and love for learning. But at the same time, dun sa mga, whether may family na sila or single pa lang, always have that work-life balance. That's at least approximate or at least try to achieve. Hindi nga yan ma-achieve 100%, but be kind to yourself, not be guilty all the time na you will, you are doing your best in achieving that balance.
Beautiful words from Attorney Reg. Thank you so much, Attorney Reg, for sharing your story with us and also the words of wisdom that you shared with us.
Yes, and Neska should already took notes. This is going to be recorded anyway, so she can always come back here and listen to your beautiful advice, Attorney Reg, because this show is... the live show will be available later on as a recorded live show sa Facebook page ng Lawin Media Network and YouTube channel ng Lawin Media Network. But I encourage you all to subscribe and follow yung Lawin Media Network YouTube channel because yung Facebook ngayon, nawawala na, nag-expire yung mga recorded live show. So it's they're only available for 30 days. So just go to the YouTube channel. All right. Well, thank you so much, Attorney Reg. Definitely. I'm looking forward to another opportunity for you to guest on our show to share your legal knowledge, your experience, your advice, and anything else you want to share with us, definitely. We will look forward to it. And you take care and we will see you again, right?
Yes, looking forward to that. I'd like to take the opportunity para to have more sessions, especially reaching out to our kababayans who might be subjected to, you know, scams, mga and the issue on online lending apps. So we're pushing for that to get a wider audience to warn them against these scams proliferating online.
That's good. That's actually another important future topic to discuss. Yeah. Importante, maraming na-scam pa naman ngayon. So thank you so much, Attorney Reg, and for everybody. Again, happy Mother's Day to you.
Happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Sunday, Blair. Yes, happy Mother's Day. You take rest. Take care. Your much-needed rest.
Salamat, salamat. Definitely, I'll follow your advice. And to all the mothers in the world, happy Mother's Day, especially sa mga nanonood ngayon na mga moms. And I noticed my mom is watching, so happy Mother's Day, Nai. And kay Margarita, I know Margarita. Happy Mother's Day, Margarita. And to all the others, sa mom mo din, Neska, happy Mother's Day. Sa mom ni Krisha, sa mom ni lahat ng mga nanonood sa atin, sa viewers. Don't forget to give your mom a hug, a kiss if you can, and make sure to make them feel that you love them because there can only be one mom in the world. That's your mom, my mom, your mom, you know, no matter what, that's your mother.
Yeah, that's
true. But one more thing, Neska, by the way, sa I know sa I'm not sure kung lahat all over the world nagse-celebrate ng Mother's Day. I believe sa lahat ano lahat. Because I can't remember in Australia if they're celebrating Mother's Day. But even if, you know, just think about this that every day could be your could be Mother's Day. Kasi you'll never know hanggang kailan mo mayayakap ng totohanan ng mom mo.
Oh, that's true.
Diba? So if you have the opportunity, do it. Keep in contact with your mom kung nasa malayo sila. If you have the opportunity, text man yan, message sa Facebook, like sa Facebook, however you're able to connect to your parent, to your mom specifically. Sa kanilang Father's Day, meron din silang time sa June.
And that all, don't forget also to treat your moms in one way or another kasi minsan kasi yun lang din yung kailangan nila. They need your quality time din, and yung thoughts din, and that you remember them on this special day. Kasi super sweet yung Mother's Day kasi. It's for the moms, and yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Legal Treats every Friday. So if you miss this episode, you know where to go. Don't forget to go to YouTube to subscribe, but you will be notified if there's a live show going on, and also to access the recorded live show. And of course, we're available on over 15 podcasts, right, Neska?
Yes. We hope today's episode inspired them to dream bigger and lead bolder and live with intention. So don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and keep tuning in to Legal Treats as we feature more amazing women in law.
All right. And then abangan nyo susunod natin guest. So stay tuned and watch out for announcement. We'll see you next Friday, same time, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, Saturday in the Philippines, 7:30 a.m. So stay updated, but enjoy your weekend. So till we meet again, or till we see each other again next Friday. Have a good one. Bye, everybody.
Bye.